So, Brewmaster,
it's fun.
Brewmaster, nice, producer David, producer David, I gotta say something. We already made our first mistake. I can't blame it on producer David. He's over editing, and I told him I can take the board, and you just keep doing what you're doing. And guess what? Guess what I did?
Do I ramble a bit?
No. I forgot to hit the record button. So guess what? We're going to do it again.
Never felt idea.
All right. So here we
start
go.
Start from the beginning.
It's another round of Road Trip Trivia on the Kirkley Hennessy Show with Caitlin Cutie, Brewmaster Jason, and Kirkley. This is an Anchor.fm podcast, a Spotify company. Music is powered by Spotify. All Thanks. Rights included.
Thanks for listening. Once again, another Road Trip Trivia for the show. It is the two of us right now, Kirkley and Brewmaster Jason. This is a Spotify published show brought to you by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company. So that being said, Brewmaster Jason is with us and he puts together the playlist. Jason, you put together an 8-song playlist today. It looks fantastic. I love the songs. You went some deep cuts on a few, but you know what? It is a music educational road trip trivia show, and also backed with the questions and answers powered by Brewmaster Jason. Brewmaster Jason, what's shaking, bacon?
Kirkley, it's great to see you today. It has been a wonderful week. I hope you're doing well.
I am. I'm doing great now that I'm with you. It's one of my favorites. I love a music-based show. So
I couldn't agree more. And you know what? I didn't know how to top the last show. I thought we did really good on the Halloween episode. So check that out, listeners. If you haven't listened to the Halloween episode, we'll be doing that up here pretty soon. And the only way we could top this episode is with something bigger and better. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Movember. So that means for all you dudes out there that's going with the no shave kind of a thing, I know a lot of people are doing some mustaches and shaving down the mustache. I look like a creepy dude if I shave down the mustache and don't leave the whole beard. So that's just not for me. I will say this entire playlist is dedicated to Movember, and I'm calling it Mustache Ride. And that might be edited later, but I think for everyone listening live, I think that's the appropriate name for this this here show.
All right. I say we leave it in, and that's how we roll with it.
I like it.
Yes. This show is brought to you by Studio on the Spot, Atlanta's mobile podcast studio. Studio on the Spot at studioonthespot.com.
When it comes to great mustaches, I'm pretty sure we'd all agree one of the first people that comes to mind is probably our good friend Prince. This is Prince with Little Red Corvette. The question is his real name, his full name. What is it?
This podcast and music is powered by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company. All music rights included.
I guess I should know by the way you parked your car sideways. Person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of the muse. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I said, little red Corvette. Saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. Baby, I might do that. just on the verge of being obscene. No, over, baby, give me the keys. I'm gonna try to tame your little red love machine.
Listening to the Kirkley Hennessy Show.
Boom, that's Jason. That's a Little Red Corvette. And your question that you brought to us, buddy, was what is Prince's real name? I never really considered to think that he had a different name. But
I know, right?
It's a pretty darn good stage name. So I'm going to imagine it wasn't as cool as Prince. That's my guess. I'm gonna throw a teaser out there. Ooh. One of my favorite songs out there. We're thinking mustaches, folks. Mustaches is Brewmaster Jason's theme on this Road Trip Trivia. And I'll just say this. He has one of my favorite songs from Live Aid. We'll just go there. Mustache and Live Aid is your hint. And it's a great
song. So we should probably answer the question to the Prince.
Of course.
Thing.
I don't ever get too excited and forget to get the answer.
We do this on the first question.
Those are always edited out.
And that's okay. Prince's full name, which was the question, what is Prince's full name? It's actually Rogers Nelson.
Rogers Nelson?
Rogers Nelson. I think he legally changed it to Prince Rogers Nelson later on in his life, but Rogers Nelson. Prince rolls off the tongue a little better, doesn't it?
You know who else has a really good mustache?
Lionel Richie. And he did a wonderful song for us called Dancing on the Ceiling. The question is, before Lionel Richie decided to pursue music, he was interested in another profession, if you will. So, what is that profession? Lionel Richie, Dancing on the Ceiling.
The Kirkley Hennessy Show. Go check out the audio and video live stream page at kirkleyhennessy.com. And don't miss the next live show. We'll be right back.
Kirkley Hennessy Show. This podcast and music is powered by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company, all music rights included.
That's what I mean, Brewmaster Jason, when I say I'm going to put my head on the floor, baby. That's Dancing on the Ceiling, Lionel Richie. All your music powered by Spotify, Kirkley, and Brewmaster Jason for the Kirkley Hennessy Show and this official segment of Road Trip Trivia. More fantastic tunes and songs coming up. The question for this one, Jason, you to remind everybody, for Lionel Richie. Go ahead, sir.
All right, so Lionel Richie was on the fence prior to getting into the music career, and there was a small chance that he was going to enter the priesthood.
Oh, really? I was going to guess something, and it wasn't going to be that. So
it he was actually quoted as saying, "I don't think I'm ready for that or priesthood."
That sounds not necessarily for sounds so scandalous. I have to ask you something because I think the drawing's coming up. Are you playing any part of the $1 billion Powerball, sir?
I just don't really have.
You don't get into all that? I will tell you, I did the math. So $1 billion and $1 million, the difference, you know, is.
I know your turning love it of into, numbers.
Turning it into, yeah, so turning it into time, 1 million seconds is like 12 days. 1 billion seconds is roughly 32, 33 years. So if you win $1 billion, you basically are getting $1 a second for 33 years, which I did the math. It's $86,000 a day for 33 years. $86,000 a day for 33 years. $86,000 a day for 33 years. So, Lionel Richie, from there is another great one. We've got Hall and Oates. And again, this playlist powered by Brewmaster Jason and the music officially with
Spotify.
Thank you. With Spotify.
Yeah.
This music brought to you by Spotify.
I would be able to produce this show without Spotify. The next on the list of fantastic mustaches, we cannot help but think about Hall & Oates' fantastic mustache. And the song is Kiss is on my list. And the question is, I want to know, how many number one singles did Hall & Oates have?
Is this going to get dedicated to anybody, Brewmaster Jason?
This would go out to our studio manager, the lovely Izzy Ford.
Perfecto. Kisses on my list. Daryl Hall, John Oates, music by Spotify, Kirkland Hennessy Show.
another round of Road Trip Trivia on the Kirkley Hennessy Show with Caitlin Cutie, Brewmaster Jason, and Kirkley. This is an Anchor.fm podcast, a Spotify company. Music is powered by Spotify. All rights included.
Yeah, come on. Brewmaster Jason, I love Hall & Oates, man.
Right? Yeah, I mean, they were a powerhouse.
So what was the question officially?
Well, we both agree that Hall & Oates was an absolutely fantastic band, and obviously they produced a lot of good music, but how many...
They were noted as the number one duo in Billboard chart history.
That's true, and they had how many singles? That was the question. How many number one singles did Hall & Oates
produce? I would be cheating if I said the answer six. Because that
you
is,
nailed it, my friend.
But
you
I would, but I, it. But I'm cheat, but I'm cheating. That's an answer I already actually knew, because that was one of the questions that I actually, just being honest to our friends and folk, that. But other than that, I really don't. But six. Now here's something else I learned with that: 40 million records. And then secondly, you want to know something else about Hall & Oates? It's not them. Really technically Hall & Oates. Everything printed with them is Daryl Hall and John Oates. Daryl Hall, John Oates. But we go to Hall & Oates, and that's fair, and that's fine. But six We're number one singles and 40 million records, 40 million albums. Now you're getting into the deep cuts with your music versatility, sir. And that is with the Jimi Hendrix song that you're bringing to us.
I love that. Like, seriously, think about another great mustache, another great musician. How could we not include Jimi Hendrix with his hit Crosstown Traffic? And the question I know that you've all been waiting for about Jimi Hendrix is, I want to know when and where he was born.
The Kirkley Hennessy Show. Go check out the audio and video live stream page at KirkleyHennessy.com. And don't miss the next live show. We'll be right back.
Kirkley Hennessy Show, powered by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company. Follow, share, and listen anywhere.
The question about Jimi Hendrix was, where was he born?
Nebraska.
Anybody know when and where Jimi Hendrix was born?
I don't know, but where? I'm just going to say Nebraska or Ohio. Where do you know? Rusty's in the studio. Rusty, say hey, bro.
Hello.
What's up? Do you know where Jimi Hendrix was born?
Didn't they find like one of his unopened safes and they went to, I think it was somewhere in Seattle, right?
Seattle is the answer.
Oh, is it? One of the radio guys in Atlanta Seattle. Found his safe.
1942 in Seattle.
And yeah, Rusty, what did they find in his safe,
Rusty
man?
Has a fun fact. So Rusty, friend of the show, been on some shows, does a sports segment with Jeff. It's going to be a Tennessee-Georgia weekend. Rusty's Tennessee, Jeff's Georgia. Yeah. Folks, you got to tune in. We're going to be broadcasting live. Yeah, that's going to be fun. Rusty, tune in. Tell us what was the fun fact.
Yeah, so I would say probably 3-4 years ago, it was a radio station in Atlanta, right? And somehow, some way, family or friend bought one of his houses, and I want to say it was Seattle area. And wow. they found this unopened safe, and they're like, well,
crack it open, baby.
It's Jimmy Hendrix. So they, you know, of course, radio, they're like, oh, let's make it a,
you know what?
Let's make it a cool
rusty,
segment
rusty.
Or whatever. So here we go. The moral of the story was
they didn't find anything in the safe.
Yeah, they found some music and a couple other things, but they kept a lot of it private.
Kirkley, this was his pick for sure. And,
yes, it was.
I absolutely love it.
Take us home with the queen question.
Yes. I'm sorry?
I said take us home with the queen question, and we're going to rock this song.
The queen question is, which member of the band has a statue in Switzerland?
It's another round of Road Trip Trivia on the Kirkley Hennessy Show with Caitlin Cutie, Brewmaster Jason, and Kirkley. This is an Anchor.fm podcast, a Spotify company. Music is powered by Spotify. All rights included.
podcast and music is powered by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company. All music rights included.
Brewmaster Jason, once again, the fantastic playlist continues. That is Queen, Radio Gaga. Brewmaster Jason, the question about a statue in Switzerland.
Which band member had a statue of their likeness put up in Switzerland?
I mean, I'm going to say Freddie Mercury, but probably not. I don't know.
No, actually, it just makes sense. Yes, it is, in fact, Freddie Mercury has a statue of his likeness posted up in grand old Switzerland. They do love their queen.
Brewmaster Jason, Jimmy Buffett and pencil thin mustache on the brink for now?
Well, Jimmy Buffett's been a busy man. He might not be doing a whole lot musically speaking, but he has appeared in one television show that's very popular and a movie of the last year here. So can you name the show that Jimmy Buffett appeared in, and or for bonus studio points, the name of the show and the movie that Jimmy Buffett has recently appeared in?
Friend us on your socials and let's connect.
Now they make new movies in old black and white, with happy endings where nobody fights. So if you find yourself in that nostalgic rage, honey, jump right up and show your age. I wish I had a pencil thin mustache, the Boston blanket kind, two-tone Ricky Ricardo jacket, and an autographed picture of Andy Devine. I remember being buck-toothed and skinny, writing fan letters to Sky's niece Penny. Oh, I wish I had a pencil thin mustache, then I could solve some mysteries too. Then it's bandstand, Disneyland, growing up fast, drinking on a big ID. Yeah, Rama of the Jungle was everyone's but one of, but only jazz musicians were smoking marijuana. Yeah, wish I had a pencil thin mustache, then I could solve some mysteries.
All right, Brewmaster Jason, pencil thin mustache, and Jimmy Buffett on the Kirkley Hennessy Show with the Road Trip Trivia with myself, Kirkley, and Brewmaster Jason for the show. Brewmaster Jason, question, answer. Let's hear all about it.
He's appeared in a TV show recently, Hawaii Five-O. For those of you that are following, you may or may have not seen. Spoiler alert, Jimmy Buffett is showing up in an episode of Hawaii Five-O, and let's not forget that he appeared in one of the coolest movies out there right now, and that is Jurassic World. So thinking of, again, memorable mustaches. No one could ever forget Chris Cornell. May he rest in peace. He was very influential to me in my young ages. And from one of my favorite albums by Soundgarden, which Chris Cornell was the lead singer and probably co-songwriter on most of the songs on the album, he did a song for a famous Bond movie. Do you guys know what Bond movie?
It's the Road Trip Trivia segment on the Kirkley Hennessy Show. This podcast and music is powered by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company. All music rights included.
For everybody listening, thank you for listening to the Kirkley Hennessy Show, this podcast powered by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company, all music powered by Spotify, and this show officially sponsored by Studio on the Spot, studioonthespot.com, Atlanta's mobile podcast headquarters and studio. They go to you. You want to start a podcast? No problem.
They can publish, I love those guys,
and create the artwork and all that good stuff for you. You clap your hands, wash them and sanitize them, and walk away, and they do the rest. Studioonthespot.com. Brewmaster Jason, that song, I can't tell you I've ever heard it before. I also can tell you that I don't dislike it, which means I do like it. That was a good jam, man. And way to spice it, way to throw some pepper on it, baby. Which 007 movie was it, Brewmaster Jason?
That would be the James Bond movie from 2006, Casino Royale. He did the song that was the theme of the entire movie.
We have one more song, and it's Mustaches, Great Mustaches.
Great Mustache.
Music and rock and roll. And this will be closing it with Allman Brothers. The song is Melissa. And Brewmaster Jason, the main man of Dofo in the North Metro Atlanta area. Very popular and just a well-respected brewery, a craft brewery here in the ATL.
All subjects and contents discussed in this show are solely my own thoughts and feelings, just for the sake of
for being quotation fingers official.
It's official now, isn't it?
You're darn Skippy, sir. That is right. I love you for it.
And I love you for it.
Thanks for
playing this game with me. You and I conceived this project, I don't know, how many moons ago? Probably over one of those Operation Sunrises.
You're moving right along. All right, so Allman Brothers, Melissa is the song, and this will be the last one for this episode. And Jason, the question, please, sir, take it. We're going to go right to it.
Okay, great. So Dwayne Allman had an amazing mustache, of course, and so did Dickie Betts or, Greg Allman. All of them had great mustaches. It was the 70s. So the song that we're about to play for you is Melissa. And the question we have for you tonight is, what do the Allman Brothers and Brewmaster Jason have in common?
Did you know we're on Twitter too? Connect with us there and get involved.
Flies from coast to coast, knowing many, loving none.
Voices for a podcast, but also faces for YouTube. Don't miss your next episode.
You're listening to the Kirkley Hennessy Show.
Oh man, Kirkley, I gotta say, man, we're good friends. We're tight. Like, you picked that song, and that was probably number, it's like in my top five Allman Brothers songs for sure. Good job.
Well, hey, bro, thank you. And it was a good way to end the show with a nice, warm, and fuzzy, and jovial,
yes.
Bubbly,
yes,
with some this great speech. Juju that you and I have.
Melissa,
you hang up first.
No, you.
So, folks, this is another round, and I know I almost did it, but I didn't. So hold, release. It's like the ice in a cup at the end. Hold. All right, hold on, guys. He's tipping his glass. It's going to go all over. You know, all the ice
Speaking
cubes.
Of all that,
you know, there's like
I
a main ice cube.
I need to come over and train my dog. She's been acting a fool.
Lately. Lena?
Yeah.
Little Lena?
Yeah, little Lena, she's been acting a fool, but I know why it is. She unfortunately hurt her paw, and she's on the mend. We took her to the vet. She got x-rays and all that stuff. She's fine, you know, whatever.
I have a question to ask you about Lena.
Lay it on me, bro.
Is she your dog?
Of course she's my dog.
Am I your dog? Woof.
Woof. All I can say is that bitch loves me, and I can say that because she is a dog.
Because it's literal. Did you know the word literal is literally not used correctly a lot? People mean to use literally. People are like, I literally was like mind blown. I'm like, no, you figuratively.
No.
But that's cool, because if it was, it'd be weird. But that's cool. You know, I'm not here to be critical. I'm just here to be critical. No. Great playlist.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We have another wonderful round of Road Trip Trivia. The official highest played segment on Spotify for the Kirkley Hennessy Show. Once again, all music powered by Spotify. For the show, I'm Kirkley.
Much love to our producer, David. You're the man. Thanks for putting up their shenanigans. Of course, Kirkley Hennessy, how could I not say thank you so much for involving me in this episode of Road Trip Trivia that we do every week. And I look forward to the next one, bud.
This is an Anchor.fm podcast, a Spotify company. Music is powered by Spotify. All rights included.
The Kirkley Hennessy Show, powered by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company, streaming live audio and video out of Atlanta, Georgia, USA. Go to KirkleyHennessy.com for show schedule. Follow, share, and listen anywhere on Spotify.